Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Settle Down Podcast. This is episode number 9. Today, we are sitting down with the fellas and one of Zach's friends, Will. Will, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Zach, you want to give a little... Oh, fuck.
Good to have you, Will. Good to have you, buddy.
Introduce Will to the
Yeah, so Will and I actually met last semester in a couple of our classes for construction, and we've been wanting to hang out outside of our classes just because we do a lot of like quizzes and homework together. Will Walden, ladies and gentlemen.
Welcome.
Yeah. Welcome.
Our second guest.
Let's not count the first two episodes.
Technically, our second guest.
Technically. Officially, the second guest.
With our light and the Coors hat, baby.
Oh, actually, with the name and logo, first guest.
Yes, sir.
That's true. Fellas, I feel like we have a lot to recap from this weekend.
Yeah.
Shit like that.
Just a bit.
So, Sean, how was your weekend?
I guess we can go into a bit of my. I know last week, if you guys watched. What did I do? I said some pretty embarrassing things to women, and I made myself look like a fool. And I want to say that this week,
nothing has changed.
Nothing has changed, but I got 2 Snapchats. So,
foam footballs, baby.
Also, I'm still undelivered from both of them. So,
hey, it's the way she goes sometimes.
It's been
it's all right.
I think 6 days for one of them. It was a...
Jesus, Sean.
Yeah, I know.
It's okay.
You gotta unadd that girl.
6 days?
That's not even worth waiting
boys,
at this point,
I'm a changed
dog.
Man in 6 days.
That's a password.
Yeah, but if
point,
he just
dog.
If he just lets it go and
maybe
just doesn't even check it, maybe he gets a Snapchat here in the next week or so. And he doesn't even know. He just checks his phone and there it is.
When he becomes famous,
yeah, she's going to
say that she left Sean Duville on red.
Correct. Exactly.
On delivery.
Exactly.
But yeah, it was Roddy's bartender. Zach, you were there.
Zach, do you care to give your account of this interaction?
Well, dude, honestly, it was a layup by Grant.
I love you, Grant, but this one was a little bit cringe. So I'm sitting there. These guys are too drunk for a Thursday night, and I'm pretty drunk too. But I'm like watching them, like,
yeah,
oh shit. Like,
let's recap. They're at Roddy's on a Thursday night.
So here, let's just start from the beginning. We go first to end zone. Sean and I together. And it's just Sean and I. We're playing darts. And a couple of the boys show up with Grant because Grant is visiting. Grant has a couple of his buddies show up. And we're like, okay, like, where do you guys want to go? They're like, let's go to East Side. We go to East Side. It's dead completely. There's no one in there. Literally no one in there. And they're like, dude, like, let's go to Silly. We go to Silly. There's no one in there. Like, let's go to Granny's. There's some good-looking girls there. I'm like, sweet. We go in there. There's 3 people in there. I'm like, never met this person in my life. There's
no girls.
No girls in sight. I'll be nice there. And then we go to Roddy's, and I'm like, okay, finally, some people, right? There's some people here. And we start getting the drinks flowing, and we sit down, and for some reason, these guys are, like, loving this hitting. So you know that bag thing where you hit for power, and it counts how high you can go?
Yeah.
They are infatuated with this thing. I'm like, dude, what are we doing? Like, we're just punching bags for no reason. So this dude's
small
like,
dick syndrome kicked in.
This dude is literally just like, dude, like, come and hit the bag, dude. Come and hit the bag. Like, there's no way you get over 800. Grant's loving it. Just goes over and hits it. I'm literally just watching this.
Up.
I'm like, mind you, they probably spent like a combined $10 there. Like,
I know, but Grant, so I got an 800 and something, and Grant got a 400 and something.
Yeah.
That was the most demoralizing thing.
Shout out Grant and them guns.
What are the odds, like, any of – do you know – were any of them in a fraternity or anything like that?
No, they were not.
The homies that we were hanging out with?
No.
Like the
no.
ones there punching the bag.
No. God, no.
Because I was going to say my buddies were there like last week for one of my guys' birthdays just sitting there punching the shit out of that fucking bag.
Dude,
like,
I don't sound just like that shit.
I don't think so, bro.
And dude, that motherfucker ended up – dude, I see a fucking picture of him the next morning and his whole face is like split open. And he was like, dude, what the fuck happened? And then
he's like, you should have seen the
like,
other guy.
Well, apparently
his fucking bag.
Apparently that dumbass just tripped over himself and smacked the bumper of a fucking car and split his face open.
Holy
got too hammered.
Shit.
Last
just,
Thursday?
Maybe it was last Thursday or sometime last
weekend
week
or something.
It was something around that time. That's the only reason I was asking. I was like, Bro, I had some dumbass friends punching a punching bag too. And one of them ended up beating
up on the bag, man.
Yeah, dude, hey, that wasn't the only thing he was beating that fucking night. Like, let me tell you.
That right hand was going to work.
Yeah, dude.
Shit.
Hey, maybe he's a lefty.
Hey, you got a bat switch hitter every once in a while.
Yeah, exactly. My favorite's if you sit on your hand.
Little
long
bunt.
Enough. Have you guys ever done this?
No, this
if you
is
sit
so
on your hand
bad.
Long enough, it falls asleep, and then it feels like it's someone else doing it. You guys haven't done that?
Hey, I sure, know what you literally you got that. You got that off the internet.
Oh, you got that. Yeah.
Keaton, you down
have
bad
you ever,
motherfucker.
Have you ever gotten so, like, fallen asleep on your arm, mm-hmm. and when you try to, like, you flip it over on the side of your bed to, like, wake it up? Yeah, I fucking cold cocked myself probably 3 times now. Like, middle of the night, probably at 1 a.m., and I fucking wham, just smacked myself awake, and I was like, yep. I don't like this no more, guys. Why would you want to fucking let your hand fall asleep and smack it off? Like, I can't even control it when I'm trying to wake up. Like, what are you should fucking try to control it smacking the hammy.
It's got a mind of its own.
That's not a good time right there.
Dude, like, Jack is just like,
it's just the hand.
It's got the mind of its own.
He fucking beat his own fucking face with it.
That's funny.
No, it's just the hand.
We're watching these dudes literally just throw haymakers at the thing. Trying to get above 930. No one's even getting above 820. Like, what are we doing? I'm just watching these guys mesmerized. And so I think Sean initially walks up to this girl. He says something to her. And I start.
Okay. So what happened was it was a bartender, obviously. And I walked up and she's calling me babe. I know she's working for the tips, but I'm just still like.
Into
you
it.
Don't have to say that. Like, don't say that
word.
Yeah.
Sean's into that shit.
Don't use that word around me. Don't make me act up.
Yeah.
He did.
he acted up.
I acted up. Yeah. No. But yeah, so that's when I saw her, and I think I went to Zach, and I was just like, damn, she's bad.
Yeah, so he literally walks over, he's like, dude, she's actually pretty hot. And I was like, okay, like,
classic.
Go get her number. So I literally start watching her make drinks, and Jason is with us, Jason Yetzo. He walks up to her, he's like, yeah, watch this, bro. And I was like, oh, boy. And he's pretty drunk at the time, and he, like, walks up, gives her this fucking shit grin smile, and I was like, Jason, one of two things is happening right now. She's trying to get you to tip her a little bit more, or you're actually kind of risen it up. So he comes back. He says, yeah, dude, nothing much happened. Like, I just was talking. I'm like, okay, cool. And so then I see Grant walk up to her, and he's like, Sean, follow. And I'm like, what?
Follow.
And so
the man grabbed my shirt and pulled me into the bar.
Yeah. So then Sean's like watching these dudes like punch the bag. He grabs Sean, pulls him in the bar. He's like, hey, can I get so-and-so, whatever drink he ordered? And he's like, hey, Sean, would you like anything?
It put me on the spot. I was like.
And Sean's like,
I was like, your Snapchat. And she's like, sure. And then didn't proceed to respond back to me. So
she gets that shit all the time. I guarantee it.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, but I'm different.
And then.
Yeah.
Then we see her on
give my
hit.
Man a chance.
Let him cook.
Let him
and
cook.
And so then yesterday, just randomly, we see her on Hinge. And. I was like, dude, Sean, isn't this the girl from Roddy's? And he's like, dude, yeah, that is her. And then he's like, wait, I haven't really gotten a Snapchat back from her. So he looks at the phone, and it says, left undelivered, like a day and a half, or like 2 days at that point. I was like, jeez.
Probably at that point, 2 days.
And that was a couple days ago. So I was
right
like,
now
oh,
it's
God.
Hey, just wait for a rainy day, man. It's coming.
Which one? Someday. Which one's the one?
Send her your resume.
Which the bar that you go down to?
LinkedIn invite?
Roddy's.
And then Roddy's?
Yeah.
Yeah. Only bar I've been into in Boise.
Yeah, makes sense.
I was absolutely trash. I started saying the most heinous shit just to one of the guys there. And there was one of the girls there. I just know she doesn't go to BSU or anything like that. She just lives out here in Idaho. She's got OnlyFans and shit. I'm like, I'm going to get that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to get that shit for
you
sure.
You my type.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, hey, that might be an option right there.
She's like, do you want anything else? You're like, what's your OnlyFans?
Yeah, yeah. I was thinking that at first, and then all of a sudden, next thing I know, this motherfucker, I'm sitting there. I just ordered another beer, got a beer for my buddy for the Uber ride. And all of a sudden, I know, like, I can kind of sense somebody walking up behind me, and I hear, and felt something fucking warm on the back of my fucking, like,
no
lower
way.
Back and, like, sweater and shit. And I was like, I can't. Oh, fuck. And then he just, like, walked past me, going like this, straight to the bathroom. And I was like, damn. Well, I know what this means. I went over to the fucking, like, security guard or whatever. I was like, hey, somebody throw up on me. And he's like, looked back there and was like, No, I don't see anything. I was like, well, bitch, I feel something warm. Like, you might want to double check that shit. Yeah. Pulls out his flashlight. He's like, oh, yeah, somebody did throw up on you. Where'd that guy go? And I was like, in the fucking bathroom, you twat. You got, like, a fucking bag I can put this sweater in or something? Dude, the like, this motherfucker. Like, yeah, you twat fucking blue twat wobble, bro. Like, fucking head ass at, like, motherfucker over here. He's like, oh, yeah, we'll go grab him real quick. And I was like, thanks, man. Started talking to the guys. I was like, you got an extra, like, sweater or shirt I can have? Or, like,
something
fucking, like, a bag I can use? He's like, we got a 40-gallon trash bag. And I was like,
sold.
Well, fucking give me that shit then. That's fine to me.
Yeah.
Threw that shit in the bag. I had to carry that bitch around the rest of the night. It was just fucking carrying a 40-gallon bag full.
You were fucking Santa.
Just fucking swinging
around. You were
around.
Fucking like, Santa.
I was Santa Claus.
People
that
bitch, bro. Sit on your lap, bro.
Yeah, 100%. They more than welcome. More than welcome. Like, anyone's free.
Men and women.
Hey, dial it back there. Dial it back there. All right? Women preferably. 100%. We know what's up.
Jesus. Cody. What was your weekend like, and what was your perspective of the weekend? I'm kind of curious because we kind of spent it together a little bit.
We did.
Until I left.
I mean that's the probably the second or third time I've been downtown in quite some time. I haven't really been going, but I was just like, all right, we're gonna get a little crunk.
We're gonna get a little frisky.
Oh, yeah, the drinks start flowing, boys. Like I start dancing, you know.
Shocker.
I do. And then, shit, man, we got to Roddy's and don't remember much. Started drinking. I was like, all right, boys, round them up. Left. We were drunk. We whipped out the little portable mic, try to interview some people. Most of the time, people weren't even paying attention. One dude gave us a nice little interview. I was a little nervous about this one because I didn't think.
We'll get it on there.
Yeah.
We'll explain it.
But and then got into a little motorcycle.
You'll see. We have the videos.
Well, delivery present.
You want to? Yeah, you want
that? All right, so we're going to show. We've been teasing it on our Instagram for quite some time. Not quite some time, but give more explanation to.
So basically, we got our Audis and we're just like, you know what? Let's get the portable mic and the iPhone out. So we tried to interview a few people, and most people were just kind of, it was, I mean, it was like 2 in the morning. So,
yeah.
And then one dude was sitting outside of,
explain so after the whole, interview thing, because you can explain it once we play it, but after the interview, we were walking through Julia Davis Park.
Oh, yeah.
And we saw a fine gentleman there.
Oh, yeah, we'll explain that. Oh, my God, dude, that shit was so funny. NPC, straight up.
So what straight we did, we goof. Walked up. And well, I think
I remember we were like, so we were walking through Julia Davis and we could just hear this dude shouting at the top of his lungs. And I was like, okay, like what's going on? So we see this dude and like, he's like probably like 150 yards away from us, just like by the river. And he's like just shouting and we start shouting and we start barking at him and stuff. And like
naturally,
you know, all that stuff. And he's like, and then he like gives us a wave. He's like, and I was like, oh, we're safe. We're good.
Yeah.
So we approach. And
we approach.
We press X, you know, to.
Yeah, interact.
Yeah. And, dude, he just starts talking nonsense, man. We start getting up on this near the Friendship Bridge that just kind of, like, separates Julia Davis Park and the campus. And, like, he literally, like, turns and he's like, yeah, I don't think I can take. Like, he, like, starts pointing at all of us and he's like, I don't think I could take either one of you, but you for sure. And points at Sean, and I was just like,
"No." He literally looked at me, and I looked at him, and I was like, "I will push you over the bridge."
Yeah,
like I don't care, bag. And I was like, "Cause because you guys were talking about homeless people. And
you were calling them homeless.
Yeah,
or
I think so.
Like that.
Probably was.
Guy took.
He was homeless for
and
sure.
And then I started saying, I was just like, "Yeah." One time, a homeless guy threw me off this bridge, and he like I was dead ass about it.
Friendship bridge.
He believed me, dude. He's like, "No." He did not. And I was just like, oh, yeah, he tossed me, man. We got in a little scuffle, and there's a little deep spot right down there, man. I was fine. I just had to swim.
And the girls watch that. Yaz is good with the fingers.
Yeah.
All right, excuse me, man. How's it going? Here you go. Do you know anything about hockey?
No, I didn't see anything. But...
Let's go. I'm hungry. My hole's not that way, dude.
Yeah, it is.
I mean,
fuck.
How's it going, man? I'm pretty good. I got a question for you. Do you know anything about hockey?
Man, I'm from Michigan, but I don't know a damn thing about hockey.
Shit, you got a favorite team?
Yeah, fucking Red Wings.
Hey, Red Wings, man. Little Caesars Palace. Yep. Best place in the world to play hockey.
Pee Wee hockey used to come through, and all the hockey players would fucking sign the kids' stuff, so it was really cool.
Really cool. Hey, thank you,
man. Did you ask him if we could have his face on the
police officers are...
That guy, yeah, I think I asked after. I don't remember.
We don't have to.
We don't?
It's a one-party state.
People, what?
It's a one-party state where that means you don't need both parties to consent to being videoed.
Well, that's most states. It's public property. Like, they can't do anything.
That's true. That makes sense.
They can't sue. They can't do anything.
Yeah, well, they
were allowed to literally post anything you want.
Like, there was one guy in this that we asked, and he said no. Which makes sense.
That's respectful.
I mean, you should ask.
Yeah.
That guy
is respectful to do it.
He should, but.
I was a little hesitant with the mic, too. I was just like, well, I don't know if this guy, like, wants to be, like.
Some people just don't want it in their face.
Yeah.
It seemed like it picked up the audio on that interview a lot better than I thought it was.
No, well, go past.
Yeah, go. This guy right here.
Yeah, right there.
Okay, the police officers are with us.
The hiccups.
How's it going, man? Okay.
Oh, no. Here we go.
This is the best part.
We're gonna see what's in the box. Bag. Box. Bag. Bull. Look how I look around. Hella mischievous. Holy shit, it's pizza.
Should I? Dude, this pizza looks foul.
It looks so gross.
Dude, it looks like quiche.
I was sketched. I thought.
Wait. Look at this big ass mole. Hairy ass motherfucker. So, we got a little drunk.
A little pregame
at the boys' house.
Shout out Garrett.
We gotta go see Abe Lincoln, cause we gotta dap him up. Chip, good cookie place. Abe Lincoln, here we come. I'm coming.
That's funny.
So we're gonna. That's called Cody in the Wild right there. It'll be in our
YouTube
channel.
Cody in the Wild. That's
actually,
hilarious.
In 30 minutes.
Shout out that guy, man.
Oh,
wherever he is.
If you're listening to us on Spotify, you can find and watch that video. But yeah, that was.
It was an eventful weekend. I woke up pretty. Every time I wake up, like after a night, I literally drink probably. 10 or 11 cups of water. Like, I'll wake up at like 4 in the morning, 5 in the morning, I'll go out, drink like 3 or 4 cups, try to go back to bed, but I can never sleep after drinking.
Mm-hmm.
So, dude, I'm like just hydrating and I'm like, oh my goodness, man.
Have you tried a protein shake?
Well, protein shake?
Bro,
morning,
I'm telling
dude?
You, like a protein shake hangover cure. Fine.
Really?
Dude, it's fucking incredible.
All right,
we're yeah, because like, well, I'm thinking
the
about
have
like
to rip
vitamins
that
and like nutrients and shit is in that
what
shit.
What about like the liquid type? Like, is it like a specific
liquid
flavor?
IV is just like a shitload of sugar. Like, it's actually, from what I've heard, it doesn't actually do that much for you to like help you. But like, if you do like a protein shake, and especially if you do ones with like a little bit of creatine in there, so that way it actually retains all that water that you start sipping on throughout the day, way better for you. Like,
how's
the
like,
hangover is way nicer.
You have a specific
nicer.
Flavor you go to? Like, does
I would just do vanilla.
Flavor, like,
I just do vanilla.
Yeah,
like, I'm not a big chocolate guy, so like I just do vanilla
fair.
Shit.
Nice
so.
And simple. Oh, yeah.
Fire tag.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Heard it here first.
Will, do you have any cool things that happened to you this weekend? Nothing crazy.
Nah. nothing too wild. Yeah. Went to Old Dominion. That was pretty badass. That was a good ass time. And then Saturday we just made shit. Dude, I love cooking, so we just made a shitload of food at the house and we're just. Balling out.
Grubbing.
Oh, yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah, grubbing.
What'd you
out,
make?
Drinking, fucking having a good time with my roommate and his girlfriend. Just
are you comfortable with saying the roommate story?
Oh, yeah, this one?
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
100%. 100%. So, we'll see how this one goes. So,
shit.
So, I ended up having somebody over the other night, and I don't remember whether it was before or after we were hanging out and doing stuff. And, but all I remember is that 2 in the morning, I hear a fucking pounding on my door, like, aggressively. No names were spoke. No one said, hey, it's so-and-so or nothing. Just a pounding at 2 in the morning on a Friday night. I don't know about you guys. First thing I did was I got up and grabbed my fucking gun and chambered that bitch and was ready to go. I fucking was like, I was like, this motherfucker is not getting into my house. Like, no chance. And I go to, like, open the door. It's my roommate, blacked out drunk. Just, hey, can I come into the house? Like, am I fine? Yeah, dude, just go to bed. Like, that's fine.
Yeah, you're like,
just get the fuck out of here, dog. Like, and he just comes, he walks in, he's like, he looks, he realizes I have the gun, sees that I have somebody hanging out with me, and was just like, yeah, dude, I heard you chamber that thing outside. Like, we, I good? I was like, yeah, dog, just go to bed. Like, I don't give a fuck. Just get the fuck out of here at this point. I don't give a shit. Like, he comes, I forgot about that shit the next morning. I'm just laying there on the couch, and he just says, hey, man, I am so sorry for last night. And I was like, oh, you mean when I almost shot you in the fucking head? I mean, I'd hope you'd be a little sorry about it. At least say, hey, it's so-and-so next time, instead of just pounding on my door like you're trying to break into that shit. All right, I ain't got much, but I do got, like, a little bit of cash I'm trying to hide away. All right, I don't need your ass stealing it. All right, I'm already broke. I don't need to be less than broke. All right, like, that's Seattle people out there for some shit like that, you know,
shit,
like,
throwing shade on Seattle.
Shout out Seattle, dude.
Shout out Seattle people, bro. That's like,
funny. Hey, they got them Seahawks, man,
bro. Hey, that's about it. That's about all they got out there. Like, actually, it's funny because he's from Seattle. Like, well, dude, I was here in my safety class literally on Monday. One of the guys was talking, like, we were talking about wearing, like, PPE, personal protective equipment, shit like that. And they were talking about, like, you can smell it in, taste it in, like, whatever, like, on your skin. And one of them was, like, injection. And he was like, yeah, man, when I was in Seattle, they had to lock our porta potties because the fucking crackheads would sit in the porta potties and wait to stab you with their needles when, like, people would go to the job site in the morning.
Jesus.
So now every time I'll make the joke, Seattle people, hey,
gotta
no
go
offense,
over that
but
porta potty and shove it.
A little
over.
Bit of offense, dog. I just need to make sure I give a few bangs on the porta potty. If I hear a noise, I ain't going in. Yeah. If you hear a scream when that shit tips over, you know you ain't
going
like
in
for that shit now.
Bro.
Like, I'm just.
San Francisco
is
full of those
come out firing, though,
San Francisco is the same way, bro.
Yeah,
it's
bro.
Fucking trash. Yeah.
Dude,
know.
There'll be that's some foul. Dudes roller skating naked like, wee!
Yeah, I'm like, dude.
One time, dude.
Go put on some fucking clothes, maybe a bag or something. Just cover that up. Jesus.
San Francisco, man, I'm telling you. It's entertaining, though. Like, you're entertained 24/7. Like, you can just people watch all fucking day.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's just true. It's ridiculous.
Speaking of people watching, I was watching you the whole weekend.
Did
I felt
you?
Like.
Nice. Anything out of the ordinary?
No.
Oh, dude, you remember that book that
Sean
we,
took?
Borrowed?
Took. I stole it from
Greenwood. He stole
allegedly.
It.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
I had some, pieces from
free.
It. Like, I ripped some papers out of it, and I folded it and put it in the back of my jeans. And I got home, and I took off my jeans. I was like, dude, what's in my pocket? I pulled it out. I was like, shit, a bunch of measurements. Hung it up on the fridge.
Dude, it was
your brain was fucking spinning looking at
me. Dude, I was just like,
anything numbers, you're like,
it was a user manual for a GMC Safari.
Yeah,
that was in Granny. It was in Granny.
So
it's epic.
It's funny because
I also went. Yeah,
it
was in the bookshelf at Granny's.
I also went to the Old Dominion concert, which was super fun.
It was a good ass time.
I met up with these guys downtown, and I get Sean texts me in all caps, "Come to Granny's right now." I'm like, immediately, not drunk enough for this group. So we get there, outside Granny's, and Sean is like, what's up? And I'm like, hey, Sean, how are you? And he's like, I'm great. And he just fucking hands me the book. I'm like, we're already on this level. Like, we're already
starting off good.
Stealing shit. Yeah. And so then he's like, we're going to Hannah's. So we fucking mob to Hannah's. Do we want
to
hit up the
I'm trying to think of something else that funny happened over the weekend.
I do have the recording.
Yeah. What recording?
The interview.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, tell
yes.
That. You got to tell the story of the girl in do you even remember?
Yeah. See, I was about to say, something happened in
Rodgers. Yeah, no, okay. Yeah. That's
so
where I was
that,
getting
I was
to,
like,
and I forgot about it.
Yeah.
So basically what happened was We were all dancing, like, in Roddy's. We're all having a good time. And this girl comes up to Cody, well, all of us, and starts, like, dancing with us. And then gives him the pansiest but also most disrespectful slap in the face. And
I don't know why it was
what
warranted.
What did she say to you? I don't remember. I do. I will say this.
Were you
chirping? I saw her before this happened in the line. She was outside the men's bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, hey, can you tell what's his face, you know, I'm outside. And I was like, sure, I got you. I walk in, I start taking the piss. And I just say, hey, you know, I just say the name out loud. Yeah. And this dude is at the end of the urinals. And he's like, fuck. No, it's you. And he's like, yeah, don't tell her I'm in here, okay? I was like, oh, I got you, dude. So I walk out. And I go right up to her. I was just like, yep, couldn't find him. And then I said, by the way, I'm 6'4". And she's like, no, you're not. And I was like, nah, that's what you think. And we got on the dance floor, and she, like, comes up to us. And
that's why she slapped you, dumbass.
Yeah, because you were lying.
He was trying to be a boy, though. Like, yeah. He was trying to help that guy out.
Well, yeah.
Well, no, I don't think she, like – well, she came up to me. She said something. And then, yeah. Got a hand.
No, definitely got a hand real quick. Trying to grind on all of us, like, all at the same time. And try to get her friends involved at the same time.
Diego, so basically.
Yeah, and I'm just like,
so what are we?
What the fuck is happening? Yeah. And then Sean's
trying to get a foursome.
No. Basically.
What? What happened?
The pause.
I need to give a little clarification. Yeah. What happened to
you? You guys are jumping to conclusions. How many calories you burn on that? Jeez.
Jump the gun.
So I saw that happen, and then I don't really remember. She just was – I was liquored up, and I was just like, yeah, sure. And I'm, like, talking to her.
Pull you away?
She did.
She did later. Yeah. But I was like, why the – like, you slapped my friend. Like, say you're sorry.
Yeah, he's like – I remember this so vividly because, like, I was watching from afar. And
say you're sorry and I'll sex with you.
That night, and he's like, hey. He's, like, facing her, and he's like, you say sorry to my friend. She's like – she's like, I didn't even slap that hard. She's like, yeah. And so
she
like,
did it again.
She slapped me again.
Yeah, she was like, I did it like this and then did it. And I was like,
slap like a bitch.
You did say that.
The audio. She did.
You gotta play the audio.
She slap hard, did she?
So around
Yaya
this
time. Said it's.
I love how he doesn't even remember. He's like, I don't even fucking know, dude.
Seriously. I got the great idea. I was like, we need a fucking interview. Yeah. So I whip out my phone and I'm in the middle of Roddy's and this is what I capture.
I don't know how I feel about this.
Oh no.
Sean is trying to get a foursome. Sean is trying to get three girls.
Dude,
Sean is so horny. Sean. Let him go. We have a wild Sean in his natural habitat. Oh, fuck off. He's so horny, bro.
Hold on.
Just let him. He's over there with Wyatt. We're on the move. Sean, wait, you gotta give us a recap of what just happened. No! Fuck you!
Come again?
Yeah.
Sean, give us an interview.
No! Fuck you! Were you saying fuck you to us?
Yeah.
No, that was him. You said that.
No, you definitely
you did.
Voice.
Chip.
No, that was your voice.
Play it again. That was Yaya's voice. That was Yaya's fuck you. He said, give me an interview. I said, no.
That's
him.
Oh, it is.
I did say that.
Damn, I thought it was you saying to the girl.
You guys were texting about that. You were like, Sean, why'd you? I was like, no, that was him. He said,
wait, so what ended up happening?
With the girl?
Yeah.
Okay, so she pulled me. She, like, grabbed my hand and pulled me. And I'm like, here we go. And then we're going.
This happens to me all the time.
Yeah. Fucking fourth time tonight. We go over there. And she was like,
get enough.
She was like, do you like my friend? And I was like, no. And I was like, I thought you liked me, you holding my hand right now. And then she just, like, kept asking if I liked her friend, so I just walked away. And that's when you guys saw me.
Oh, she really did want to have a threesome.
That's when you literally should have said, I like your friend and I like you, so why don't we both, like, kind of get things moving
No,
along
I don't know
here.
If the friend was
my brain, our
type.
No,
say that.
None of them, but...
well, none of them. Why were you holding the hand of the first one?
Dude,
that's a Drew question.
After
right
that
there.
Shit, though,
I got my hand held.
We tried to move. And then she met us at the top. I don't know if you were there. And she met us at the top of, like, in between the stripper poles. And she started dancing on me. And I was like, I look at Garrett and I'm like, help me. I was like, so he fucking grabs me and slides me all the way. And he's like, Yas, you can't be that horny. I'm like, dude, this time it was not me.
This is not a Tennessee moment.
This is not a Tennessee moment. Yeah. I was like, I have been here before.
The sun is down. The sun is down.
Okay, now we got to give Will an explanation of Tennessee, why that is funny.
Oh, boy.
Because, yeah. So, basically, this man.
Not this again.
We're in Nashville last summer. And
I am freshly 21.
Freshly 21. And
freshly 21 and horny.
Yeah. Never a good mix.
What a great combo. Yeah. What a great fucking combo.
So, he's.
Should I give the hotel pre-games?
Yeah.
Pre-speech?
Yeah.
So, we're in the hotel in Nashville, and we got these makeshift coolers going on in the sink. We're getting drunk, dude. I'm drinking the shittiest beer I've ever put my lips on. You remember that shit beer
you
I
were
bought?
Gassing you were that gassing shit
was
up,
it,
dude.
Was it,
I was lying.
Yeah.
Was it
Rolling Rock?
It was actually the first oldest lager ever made.
Oh, dude, that shit was ass. And it had, like, the American flag on or something like that. He's like, dude, it's Patriot. It's a Patriot thing. I'm like, what do you mean?
Drink a Coors Light.
Like Yas said, it was the oldest lager ever made in the United States.
It looked foul.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. It tasted old.
It's probably been on the shelf since when it was
made.
But
I pushed through.
Dude, it's patriotic, dude. It's patriotic. I'm like, it tastes like ass. I don't give a fuck if George Washington made this shit.
We drank it. Yah comes out, man. We're feeling good. We're drinking. Yah's like, hey, boys, gather around.
Dude.
You know, he's like, we're going to be talking to the tens tonight. The baddies, we're gonna get it, boys. Let's go. I was just like,
have this pregame?
No, like
we did.
Just, I don't know this. That's awesome.
This I was like, this
is motivating. I don't even know if we had it.
Like, he's like, shit. All right, I'm on board.
We usually did a speech before. Whether it was, it wasn't usually that cringe.
You were the one dude on the.
It was
on the roof from Hangover.
Yeah,
like, we will cut each other tonight.
Yeah, blood brothers, and then he's just sitting there like sucking on.
We're just bleeding, Jason Aldean. Like, hi. No, how are you?
Part of the wolf pack right there.
The wolf pack.
The wolf pack, yeah. See, before I met you guys, I didn't have much friends.
Before I turned 21, I was not influenced to drink.
So,
and now I'm making out with 6.5 at 6:30 p.m.
Well, yeah.
Continue
basically,
the
sun wasn't up. And we left. Well, the sun was up. It was going down, but it was up.
It wasn't. No. It was dark out, I think.
It was getting dark.
I'm going to tell you right now, the sun was up.
Sun was up. I think it was sunset. Sunset.
Yeah, it was dark
when
we were eating.
But the sun was...
Or not dark, but...
It was dusk.
It was dusk. Let's say that.
It was dusk.
Well, there's a few lucky ladies at the bar for y'all, and, you know, one thing led to another, and...
Someone had to get the fucking party started.
He's swinging them around, and...
Yep.
Well, he turns back to us, he's like, boys, that's not my proudest moment. You know what? I got to give it to you. Let's go get a drink, bud.
Yeah, no. You guys left for the bathroom, and then she started.
Yeah.
I was talking to her friend that was married.
That was the same chick?
No, it was her. The one that you were dancing with was a friend. She was standing by herself. So like, oh, I'm just going to leave.
At this point, I'm literally looking around the bar, and I'm like, oh, my God. Like, look at those girls over there. It's like a group of 4 or 5
I'm gonna do
really good-looking girls. And I turn back around. I'm like,
dude,
where did Yaya go? All of a sudden, I see him.
No,
start sucking dipped. Face. I'm like, oh shit! So that's what we're doing.
He spun her. He dipped her, and didn't you kiss her on the dip too?
I did.
Yeah,
that's a slide move right there. Yeah. That's the way to do it.
He
right
did
there.
Make out with a 10 because he made out with 2 5s. So
sometimes you gotta add them up, bro. You gotta add them up every once in a while.
My math is mathing right now.
Yeah, dude. Married, and she's
write that down. Write that down.
I'm gonna come in with my awkwardness because I wasn't yet really drunk yet. So I walk up to her. I was like, "So how you doing?" She's like, "I'm married." I was like.
The second of the fives, it was her birthday, and we were up on the stage. I was with you. All this shit started because of you.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that shit?
Yeah, there was actually – yeah, remember – do you remember me telling you there was, like, that girl that was there that was, like, insanely – like, she was just – it was one of those girls that you see, and you're just like –
dumbfounded for?
Yeah.
Are we all talking –
She was up there on the stage. I don't think you were there for that yet.
Are we talking about –
Was she in a dress?
No, not that.
That was the – the most gorgeous girl I've ever seen in my life.
Respectfully.
I'll tell the story after this, dude. It was honestly insane. What?
I'll tell the story after this.
The baddest woman I've ever seen, dude.
Yeah. But, yeah, no. Anyways, we were up on stage. I started making out with her. And then I, like, pull back. Literally everyone in the fucking circle
I was
had
there.
Their phones and they were like,
that's foul. Like some middle school dance shit?
Yeah.
Oh, hell no.
I was like, what the fuck? And they're like, happy birthday, bitch. And I'm like, oh, fuck.
I was there because I remember just shit turning on. I was right below you. And I was just like looking up at you. And
because I look up and I'm like,
I
just look at Cody.
Yeah, dude, with the flashes on. I was like, damn.
Yeah, no, it was tough.
So right after that, I think it's me and Sean on the stage with two girls. And we were dancing with them. And they end up leaving. And I'm like, okay, that's fine. I get the one girl's text.
We made out with both of them. One of them smelled fucking, ugh. The one,
Jesus.
No.
Smell the ocean from Tennessee. No, that's not a good sign.
Not that. It was her breath. It just tastes like she definitely just threw up.
Sean.
I didn't know that, dude.
No.
Yikes. No,
exactly. Yeah. Why she do that?
Not the girl that I made out with.
You cannot make fun of me for making out with 2 5s now. I'm sorry.
I stopped after that. Yes, I can.
You made out with thrown up liquor.
I didn't know. I mean,
anyways,
to be fair, she kissed me. So,
to be fair,
anyways, we get their number. We're texting them. They're like, "Hey, you should come to this bar. We don't want to leave yet." And this one girl walks up. I'm like, "Holy shit, Cody! Do you see this girl? Sean, do you see this girl?" I think at this point, Sean went to try to find Yaya, and Cody was like, I'm pretty sure his face literally just was like,
"Bro, she was fucking."
Like his jaw just dropped, and I was like, "Fuck, I'm gonna go talk to her." So I go up to her. I start talking to her, and we're at the point where we're almost dancing. Like, she's, like, starting to feel it more. And this girl's, like, drop dead gorgeous. I'm like, there's no way this is about to work. And so I'm, like, getting closer.
Am I cooking?
Dude, this dude. So we're on the stage, like, right here. Me and this girl are talking, like, face-to-face right here. There's a stage point right here. And this dude walks right up to the girl. He sees that I'm specifically talking to her, walks right up, and this dude wasn't the greatest looking dude. Gonna be nice here. He was,
really small,
not great looking. He was not a person that I think she would have went after. Let's just say
that. He had a mop
and
a lot of hair.
Dude, he walks right in front of me. I'm literally like, from me to like this bench, or like to this table, from me to her, like probably a foot. He walks right in front of me and starts talking to her. I'm like, who the hell are you, bro?
Mm-hmm.
And this dude's like, not a big dude. Like, if I wanted to, I could have thrown him off. And so I start laughing. I thought this was, like, a joke. I'm like, okay, like, this is funny. I tap him on the shoulder. I'm like, hey, bro, like, can you move out of the way, like, a little
bit?
He's like, no, like, this is my spot. And I'm like, what? And so the girl looks at me. She goes, help me. And I'm like, what? She's like, help. Like, do you know this dude?
She, like, told us. She's like, can you just get rid of him?
And so I literally, like, kind of wiggle my way around this way. I just shoulder check him off the fucking stage.
He, like, drops and puts his feet down.
He's
on,
like,
the thing,
we good?
And
we...
he, like, turns around, we're good. I'm sitting at the top of the thing because I was like, I'm going to fire on this dude. Randall starts going, my fists are clenched, and I was just looking down at him like this, and he's like, you good? And Zach's like, you good? And
yeah, I'm like, you good, bro? He's like, no, like, are we good? I'm like, yeah, dude, we're good. He's like, okay. So then I turn back around. The moment I turn back around, she's talking to another guy. I'm literally like, where's a drink I could throw on the fucking ground? Or on your face? I was so pissed, bro. I was talking about that for the rest of the night to Cody. Yeah. I'm like,
the rest of the fucking
the hell,
trip,
bro?
Dude.
Yeah,
I was heated about that shit.
She was a 12, though. It was like,
it was
crazy.
And
it was like
the guy that she was talking to, I was like, that's a turn of events.
That's what I'm saying, dude. I'm like, oh my God.
Not saying the guy was.
It's one of those
guy,
girls that you were talking about. It's like, I don't want to be like hella cringe, be like, oh, it's a one in a lifetime girl. But she was like one of those girls where it's like, oh shit, like, she's that girl. She's that girl, you know?
Not
so bad. So I was pissed. I was pissed, rightfully so. And then I came home drunk. It was probably like a 30-minute walk, and that was the only thing I was talking about.
All right, we're going to move on to a little segment we like to call Over Underrated. Basically, for anyone who's watching and just never heard of it, we're going to give a topic. This week's topic is breakfast menu items, or just breakfast food in general.
Mm-hmm.
Basically anything you can get at a breakfast restaurant. So you would give one overrated breakfast item and then one underrated breakfast item, and the person to your right is going to give one word to describe those picks. So, Will, you're going to start it off.
So, overrated, sausage. Bacon's definitely better than sausage. Like, I think
sausage. Pause. Sausage links or sausage patties?
Links.
Sausage
hot take.
I think bacon's definitely a lot better.
Hot
breakfast. Dude, you have two eggs, side of bacon, and fucking hash browns.
That's fair.
That's a golden ass breakfast. Right. Underrated, definitely got to be biscuits and gravy, bro. For oh, sure. Yeah. Like, that shit go
dummy. We like him.
Yeah.
We like him.
Yeah. That was hard.
W
yeah,
was hard.
That shit go dummy.
Cody, what's your one word to describe his picks?
I think it was good. I think it was solid. Honestly, solid. Man, like, I like sausage, but, like, I'd take bacon over sausage all day. Yeah, and biscuits and gravy, dude. Oh, homemade.
That shit goes dummy. That's so good. That shit's fire as fuck.
Shout out the Parodies, but
oh, yeah.
When
dude, that
Zach
shit was
and
so
Dominic's
fire.
Dad made us homemade
shit was so
gravy.
Fire.
Oh my god,
dude, when you have that shit homemade,
you go out
just
and play
different.
Hockey on the street for like 2 hours from like 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. He's like, hey, biscuits and gravy is ready. We're like, oh, hell yeah, we would eat
you're like
that thing in like
after,
10
yeah.
minutes, bro.
Yeah. Yeah,
that shit was fire though.
Cody,
yeah,
you have a
Cody,
word what's
huh?
to describe?
I said, I just
solid,
said like
he said solid,
solid,
solid.
Yeah.
Solid.
So, what's your picks?
Oh man, overrated. Damn, this is a tough one. Oh shit, scrambled eggs.
Really?
Scrambled eggs. So, like, dude, I'm sorry.
That's fire.
I agree.
Most breakfast places, man, dude, they just can't do the scrambled
they don't do. It's like
then
that
shit turns
shit.
Cold and soggy. It's like might as well just give me the fucking hotel ones.
Well, dude, they use like that water, like powder.
Yeah,
fucking,
yeah.
Like, it's trash.
It usually
bro.
Is watery.
You have to
yeah,
it's or it's like
right off the pan for it to be. Like,
what's the one
good?
Near the skate park over there?
Big City Cafe.
Big City,
dude.
Yeah,
they
make their eggs weird there.
Their scrambled eggs trash. Like their
it's
potatoes,
like green,
they're
bro.
For shoot. Yeah,
yeah
dude.
Eggs
like
are
it's
trash.
Weird. Their eggs are trash.
Big
they're
City.
Everything else about Big City,
dude,
fire as fuck.
Everything
like,
is
made. Dude, coffee,
great.
Fire.
10-barrel,
fruit,
Big City.
You get the fucking potatoes.
Some of the best
everything.
Places you can
awesome,
go.
But,
oh, yeah.
Yes,
but
it
you
is.
Go there for
it's
eggs,
not.
You're just
it's
having
mid.
A bad time.
It's not mid.
Big City is mid.
Big City is fire
think,
as fuck.
I think.
Do you think 10-barrel's mid? You worked there.
I worked there. I would say in terms of like beer and everything, nah, they definitely ain't mid as fuck. But food, it's all right. It's pretty good food. I knew a lot of the cooks back there. They were baller-ass guys, but... Let me tell you, bro, some of them, I'm amazed they were able to stand half the time making their fucking, making that food and shit. I was like, all right.
Or what?
Bro, I don't even know what half of them were on, dog. Like, some of those
tweaking.
Motherfuckers were just mad tweaking.
Really?
Dude, there was one motherfucker shaved head and just a big ass mohawk. Like, he was back in the fucking rock star days, dog.
Damn.
And he would just stumble in there. He had to get kicked out at one point. Dude, we had a bartender get too drunk on the job. He got into a fight with our manager and shit. He got fired on the spot, like, was too drunk to even remember people's orders. But in terms of, like, their beer and, like, their food, great. There's a few servers that I would be like, yeah, nah. You will never serve me, bro. I will ask for somebody else before they serve my ass.
That's crazy.
But damn. Most of those people are pretty cool. Like, I went on a camping trip with them. Just got absolutely, like, shit house with most of them, had a baller ass time. They were like super cool, but in the work environment, yeah, nah, not the greatest,
yeah,
greatest
fair.
Time.
Underrated, I would probably have to say chicken fried steak.
Oh, yeah, facts.
I love that shit, dude.
It's a good one.
I've tried chicken fried steak at every breakfast spot that I've ever been to.
What was the place you went to in the south? You got chicken fried steak.
Oh,
dude, that was
fucking,
so good.
Starts with an L.
Fuck,
is
I just saw, it just
is it Lori's?
Where was it at?
It was in Southern Mississippi?
It was in Alabama.
Alabama.
Southern Alabama. Sorry. We drove through Mississippi.
Damn, that's just pissing me off.
Zuch, if you're watching, I know you know.
I'm going to pull it up.
Yeah, they throw the rolls.
Their chicken fried steak was different,
it was,
but it was good. But the best chicken fried steak I've ever had was Goldie's.
Oh, dude, what?
Ever.
Wow.
So good to know. Good to know.
It's unreal. And I, dude, I.
What was it called?
Every time I go to a breakfast spot, I'm getting chicken fried steak. So I consider myself a connoisseur.
Damn.
But, dude.
Lambert's.
Oldies, man.
What
Lambert's,
I do when I.
ML.
Lambert's had a different weird. Like, their
dude,
chicken fried
so
steak
fire.
Didn't have a lot of crunch to it, but it had a lot of flavor. So.
Mm-hmm. Also, do you remember I got a. I got a sweet tea
big
there.
Big portion, dude. Big
I got
portions.
A sweet tea there.
It
came in
yes.
Big. A bucket.
A bucket. It was
like
a
sand
bucket. It was
bucket.
A jug.
Dude,
like one that you would make like a sand castle with.
Yeah.
All
I was
their
like,
sides
shit.
Were fire, dude. I mean, like Lambert's.
The biscuits were massive.
The apple butter on
oh,
the rolls.
Oh, my God.
That shit goes crazy.
We got to go back to Lambert's, boys.
So good.
Yeah. Podcast at Lambert's.
That place was really good. So, yeah, those are my
two. Zach, what's your one word to describe his takes?
I'm going to say average. I don't think... Scrambled eggs are necessarily overrated. I think they're properly rated. They can be bad. And I also think the same for chicken fried steak. Like, I think it's good, but
it might just not have the recognition it should have.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
my underrated is, funny enough, because you said sausage, is a spicy Italian sausage scramble. Ooh. I think any scramble's fire like that.
Yeah. Specific.
And then my overrated is a pancake, because I think you can get multiple things better than a pancake. French toast.
Waffles.
I think a crepe is better. A waffle.
Oh, crepe is way better, bro.
Clears. No. Yes. Yeah. Pancake's fourth in that realm.
Crepes are pretty fire,
bro. Pancake, though, no, they're
if you put chocolate chips fire. In a crepe or a waffle, it's better than a pancake.
Yeah, but a crepe is just a waffle that's – or not a waffle. It's a pancake that's thin. Like, it's just a thin pancake.
Bro. There's something about it, man.
But, you know, waffle, pancake, crepe, whatever the fuck else. Pancakes are good, but if the pancakes get soggy
– I don't know.
Yeah, they ain't.
I've had some really like mid pancakes. I'm not gonna say bad because pancakes are bad.
Yes, bro, they make it easy. You get that even distribution around the whole thing. You already know. Yeah. It's the way to go.
But I would say
Belgian waffles.
Personally, I think French toast and waffles are 1A, 1B.
Private story is Belgian waffles.
You could maybe argue pancakes is third there.
But pancakes while camping is fire.
Yes.
Always
eat
that hot toast. Get it. You got on
it. Any food you eat camping. Yeah.
You gotta have the bacon too.
I know. Yeah. It's like they just hit different like in the mornings, like pancakes.
That shit
can
get out of your tent.
Well, dude, do you have that fresh coffee too?
Yeah.
Like
still
out there,
yeah,
just fucking
the shitty old Folgers, but the Folgers
don't
take fire, dude. Can't hear
anyone. Pretty good. What do you think? My one word, I would say disagreement.
Yep.
I just disagree.
Fair.
Do you not like scrambles?
Oh, the pancake part.
Oh, okay.
Scrambles, I can't split it up, but I would disagree with the pancake take.
That's fair.
That rhymes. But yeah, overall, scrambles are fire.
They are.
So for my underrated, it's the gravy train potatoes from the griddle.
Yes.
No one really knows about it.
No, dude, I put it. Dude, you put me onto it the last time we were there. That shit was so worth it.
Basically, it's hash browns topped with sausage gravy and bacon bits. And it is the best thing I could ever have. An overrated.
Huh? Specifically.
What?
Specifically when you're hungover.
Yeah. Yeah.
That shit hits like a train. Literally.
Gravy train.
Literally.
What do we get into gravy train?
Overrated.
The gwitty train.
I'm literally gwittying while eating the gravy train.
I feel like.
Okay.
I don't know. Overrated is tough.
Okay. Okay.
Breakfast food's really, like, I don't know. There's not a whole lot of overrated.
I'm thinking of one you guys haven't said anything about yet.
I feel like I might know what it like. Maybe. It's a basic one.
I honestly really don't like waffles that much.
Oh no.
What you said reminded me of it. I just don't like waffles.
No.
I'm sorry. Pancakes? A chocolate chip pancake. I don't want a crispy pancake. That's what a waffle is. It's a crispy pancake.
That's exactly why it's better.
No.
Better texture.
It has the syrup traps, dude. It
yeah,
has it
like
all.
You can get that even distribution.
Yeah.
And it doesn't like
butter
sog
to slide
out
off
and
the
shit.
Pancake.
Yeah, you don't need to worry.
Hell yeah, dude. Can you give me some butter?
You can't be dissing.
It's like a gutter.
You can't be dissing pancakes that much because, dude, I'm sorry, a nice hot stack
of some
fucking
pancakes.
A
hot stack
of
some chocolate chip pancakes.
There are some places that do that shit fucking.
Dude, it was National Pancake. Wasn't it National Pancake Day, like, recently? You can go to IHOP and get, like, a new stack or some shit like that. Yeah. Have you been to Eddie's yet? Sorry, I didn't mean.
No,
to
you're
yes.
good.
Have you been
like
to Eddie's yet? Yeah, dude, you were talking about the skillet. Go get a skillet from Eddie's off
dude,
Overland. That shit's fucking awesome, dude. You can do hash browns, homestyle fries, or whatever you want. And then they have all the vegetable options you can want, all the protein options you can want.
Really?
Ask you how you want your egg.
Okay.
Fucking everything, dude. You load it up, and that shit's awesome.
Eddie's off Overland, huh?
Yeah.
All right, dude. You're going to have to give it a shot.
There's another. There's a breakfast place by us off Boise. I was called Eggman and Earl.
Oh yeah, that place is fire.
That place is amazing.
Yeah, I had that actually recently. Man, I forget what I got. I don't know what I got, but that's next to the high school, right?
Yeah, next to Timberline and played again. Mm-hmm. It's in the old parking lot. But yeah, that place is really good.
Have you been to Waffle House? Is that place good?
Yeah, we did Waffle House.
Is that shit fire? Like, I haven't been to Waffle House yet. Is it pretty good?
Gas, bro.
North Carolina.
I mean,
it's one of those
things. It's kind of like a southern IHOP.
Dude, I got probably 3,000 calories worth of food when I went to Waffle House.
Dude, yeah, that shit is
after the concert, too.
Yeah, Zach and I experienced Waffle House sober when we went to Nashville the first time. And then we've been there drunk. And I would say drunk, it definitely hit a lot more.
Yeah.
It's kind of like 30 minutes out of the way for fucking
Waffle House.
It's like Los Betos, bro. When you get hammered, you get that one sober guy to fucking drive you to Los Betos, and you're like, hey.
That was me for like a year and a half. Yeah. She was fire.
Simp mobile.
Sean, your picks for the breakfast items? I'm going to go terrible. Yeah, straight up.
With the pancake or the waffle?
For the whatever the you said, take. The waffle take. Yeah. I'm with fair. Zach on the crispy pancake. Like, that's fire. With the butter traps. Throw a little peanut butter on there, too. Shit's fire.
Mm-hmm. You can do that with pancakes. I'm really curious what you're going to say.
Peanut butter on waffles is so good.
Hold on.
And
before
pancakes.
You say it, are you saying that you have both that someone hasn't said, or and was pancakes. It underrated versus overrated?
The one that no one has said is my overrated one. Okay. I'm going to save it for last. My underrated pick is specifically the hash browns from the Grove Hotel. Have you guys eaten at the breakfast place in the Grove Hotel?
I have not.
Okay, it's like their own restaurant. It's separate. Their hash browns there are ridiculously good. They come out crispy.
Walk in?
Yeah, you just walk in and you just go. Oh, you don't have to be. You don't have to stay there. It's like a restaurant. But the way they do it is so like most hash browns are like they're really flat and they're crispy on top.
Yeah.
This is like a stack. You know like haystacks like the dessert or whatever.
Yeah.
How they're kind of like just like bundles.
Mm-hmm.
That's how their hash browns are. It's like deep fried potato. Goodness.
Dude, oh, yeah.
That's it was literally the best hash browns
a
I've ever had.
Good hash brown has to be crispy, dude. Mm-hmm.
Very crispy. Perfect. You throw a fuck ton of ketchup on top. It was fire.
Some hot sauce.
You got ketchup on top, bro? Never.
Yeah, some hot sauce on there.
Hot sauce would be fine.
But my overrated pick, apple juice.
Whoa.
Wait, what? Wait, how do we go from food to like all of a sudden
just
fucking
shit? No, it's a breakfast item.
No, I'll allow it because it's so stupid. What?
That's like
it's
more
a fucking breakfast item.
What are you, OJ is definitely more of a breakfast item than like apple juice.
I was going to say OJ if it had pulp in it, but.
OJ with pulp is fire as
that's
fuck.
That's my overrated pick.
Sorry.
OJ with pulp is fire as fuck. Like,
fucking,
I don't even know what you mean. Like,
no,
you get that
no,
fresh
apple
OJ,
juice
bro?
Or
no, I don't like that.
OJ with pulp.
Wait, okay. Who's in favor of OJ with pulp?
Oh, 100%.
Two? Okay.
Yeah. Are you dumb as fuck? Do you want to chew your orange juice?
Yeah, can we give him an I feel like that's not a breakfast.
That's a meep, dog.
You have it at breakfast.
Apple juice?
You are more likely to have apple juice at breakfast than you are
any
other meal of the day.
Dude, I'd be enjoying apple juice with lunch more than breakfast. I drink apple juice at night sometimes.
Yeah. We're going to give you an and give
you
30 seconds
for another
pick?
The little ham things you get at IHOP. You know when you get like the little, like the whole platter?
The little ham
and
thing.
The little triangle hams? Yeah, those things are overrated as fuck.
Oh, yeah, that's fair.
Never liked them, never will.
Fair enough.
I still eat them because I finish my plate. But.
So,
breakfast ham.
With breakfast still ham. In mind, I'm going to ask us a quick question here. What's the best hot sauce for breakfast?
Cholula.
It's not close.
Not even close. Frank's Red Hot Buffalo.
No.
Cholula.
Yes.
I think it's Cholula.
On
Cholula.
Eggs is fire.
Cholula,
sure. I will. I like
Cholula,
Sean's eggs.
Valentina's, and then because
I wish Valentina's
was
more spicy though.
It, yeah, but like then Cholula just took it. It was right there.
He's my deal.
And then everything Louisiana hot sauce, I think, is below that.
Oh yeah, dude, that shit's fire.
And then I probably put like, dude, I can't do Tapatio. To me, is ass. I think Tapatio tastes like shit. And Tabasco. Yuck.
I like
Tabasco
more.
Tapatio is not that bad.
I like Tabasco more.
I think Tabasco
is okay.
Like too much, not that much.
They're both
flavor.
Height.
Hmm.
I think, I don't know.
Tabasco is just like the basic. Like, it's just this standard.
Yeah, it's the one
that
you're going to see at every breakfast.
Yeah,
spot,
like it's simple.
You're like, hey,
you're guaranteed
to get Tabasco.
Yeah. I think, I would say buffalo sauce. If you haven't tried it, try it.
Oh, dude. Should have said coffee for underrated.
Have you ever done a like buffalo cauliflower?
Just I don't like
have
coffee.
You ever done like buffalo? Dude, that shit's gas. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
You do cauliflower and you steam it in buffalo sauce. That shit goes.
It actually
dummy.
Sounds kind of fire.
Yeah,
that
shit's really
good.
Good.
That does sound good.
All right, I think we're good on the over. Oh, did you give?
I would say solid. My the apple juice was a little. Yeah, a little mid, but solid for the most part.
I still fuck with it in the morning.
The hash browns go dummy. People sleep on the hash browns, bro.
Yeah, they really do, man.
Extra crispy, a little salt pepper on top.
Yes, dude. That shit goes crazy.
Oh, man. Love me some pepper on that.
Fire.
A little lemon pepper stepper.
So we've got some sports stuff to talk about. Zach, what were you saying about the NBA?
Dude. This was crazy.
Well, the NBA and when you're done with that, do the thing you sent me on Instagram.
I'm going to do that right now
because
it just came to my head. But so there is an Illinois player right now that is
playing basketball on their team, and his name is Matthew Mayer. And he said that he's been sick the past few days with caffeine poisoning. I'm going to give quotes to that because I don't know if that's actually a thing. Mm-hmm. But he said he drank 5 Monster energy drinks while playing video games on Sunday. After Jesus a game, Christ. And this is the first day back at practice. So since Sunday, today is Wednesday, he has had caffeine poisoning for 4 days. He has a recognizable face, too.
This shit is insane.
5 Monster energy drinks.
How did he not die?
And so there's a meme on Instagram that said, I don't need it. I definitely don't need it. So I saw that. I thought that was hella funny. Definitely needed to be on the podcast. And then the NBA, I was just going to pull up the Western Conference, but we don't necessarily have to pull it up. The Western Conference specifically right now is crazy close. The Warriors, I believe, have won – don't quote me, but I think they've won 2 in a row, and they went from 10th to 5th – or excuse me, 6th in the West right now. They're 6th in the West right now.
Just by winning 2 games?
By 2 games. Damn. It's literally like a 3-game difference between 4th, who is the Kings right now, or 3rd, I believe, is the Kings. And then – no, the Kings are 4th. Kings, who are 4th, and then the 9th place team. It's literally 4 games. It's crazy close right now. Yeah. So the Western Conference is crazy close. Steph Curry should be back next week, which is a good sign for us. Klay Thompson's heating up. I'm excited for the playoffs for sure.
It'll be fun this year.
And then I know KD's coming back this week as well with the Suns.
He came back today.
Did he?
He came back today.
Did he play well?
I don't know stat line, but I saw that he came back today.
And the Suns right now, I believe, are 3rd in the Western Conference. And that team is scary as hell to me. But I don't know. I don't know how I feel about KD. I liked him before the Warriors, and I obviously liked him on the Warriors because he's a dog. But it's just like, how many times can you move before you lose the respect of the people around you, you know?
I have a stat line. Today, KD got 23 points in 26 minutes, 6 rebounds, 2 assists, 10 for 15 field goal, 2-4 from the 3-point
line. Did they win?
Great question. The Phoenix Suns beat the Charlotte Hornets 105-91.
As they should have.
Yeah.
So, yeah, then the other thing I was going to say is the Mavericks just signed Kyrie Irving. Mm-hmm. And Kyrie Irving is point guard for people that don't know. And they also have probably the best guard in the game right now in Luka Doncic. And they are 1-4 with them. Together.
That's crazy.
Which just means, like, Kyrie. Not to say that this league is being dominated by big man, but it's like two guards right now just isn't working very well. Because you have, like, Jokic, you have Joel Embiid, which they haven't necessarily won, but they're just dominating right now specifically. And it's crazy because everyone's like, oh, he's going to fit perfectly with the Mavericks. And I was like, no, he's not. Mm-hmm. Like, he demands the ball, and so does Luka. Luka is probably the best ISO player in the league right now.
Yeah,
besides maybe James Harden when he's healthy, but I would say Luka's better. So when you have an ISO player and then you have a ball handler like Kyrie Irving who also demands the ball, it doesn't work. It hasn't worked in the past. Yeah. Didn't work with Kyrie with the other teams that he's played with besides with LeBron. So it's just I knew like right when people were like, oh my gosh, we're hyped to see this. I'm like, they're not going to do very well. And now they're 7th in the West, which is crazy.
That's crazy.
And they were 5th in the West. Before
remember when Karl Anthony Towns got good, you could sense like a shift in like, okay, big men need to be.
Dude, it's just
for a while it was like big men were not doing much.
It's just crazy right now.
It was like around the time like Steph Curry was in his like peak performance, and then Karl Anthony Towns, Joel Embiid, they started kind of blossoming.
Jokic might win 3 in a row this year. He's a dog. But the other crazy thing I was gonna say was, Damian Lillard right now is on an all-time tear. He is going ballistic. In the last, I think it was 16 games or something like that, maybe 21, something crazy. He's averaging 36 points per game. He just had 71 in a game that they won. Not in overtime. He had 71 in the regular like time. Mm-hmm. And it's crazy because Donovan Mitchell had 71 in OT.
Yeah.
And guess their placing right now.
Where?
12th. It's like, dude, I fucking love Dame. But, like, eventually, you got to want to win, right? Like, I understand loyalty like that, but it's also like, dude, I would hate being 29-33, and you were averaging 37 in the last 21 games. And you guys probably have a .500 record.
Yeah.
500. And so here's how close it is. The Nuggets are 44-19. They've probably locked up the first seed unless they choke. The Grizzlies are 5 games behind at 38-23. The Kings are 36-25. So they are the third seed. The Suns are 34-29. And the Warriors are 32-20. So the Warriors could possibly make it to the fourth seed. I don't see them getting to third. But what's crazy about this is the Timberwolves are 32-32. So they're at 500. They're at the 8. The Pelicans are 31-32. They're at the 10th seed. The Warriors are 2 games behind or above 500.
Mm-hmm.
The Pelicans are 1 below. It's a 3-game difference between 5th and 10th right now.
Jeez.
Yeah, so it's extremely close. I didn't even know Portland was 12th right now. That actually bothers me a lot because of how good Dame's playing. But
yeah,
that shit's nuts. So that's what I was going to say about the NBA. I know there are a lot of trades going on in the NHL right now. The Rangers, who I know you guys have possibly making the Stanley Cup and winning it, just made a crazy trade, correct?
Yeah. I'll give my pick for who I'm picking to win the Stanley Cup next week once the trade deadline is over.
I just know that you were saying they're a contender.
Yeah, cool. So it finally happened. Patrick Kane has been traded to the New York Rangers. Chicago kind of got not stiffed out, because, I mean, I think with Patrick Kane, they were...
He didn't want to play.
He didn't want to play with them. Yeah. I think in the last 7 games, he's had 5 goals. Other way around. In the last 5 games, he's had 7 goals when he was playing with Chicago. He got traded on Tuesday, so yesterday, officially. It was kind of like always in the talks. I know he wanted to, and then they got Tarasenko, and he was kind of bummed about that. And then there was possibility – well, it was kind of a rumor, but about Toronto. But ultimately, he was like, no, I want to play in New York. He's from Buffalo. So a little bit of hometown. But this man is by far the greatest Chicago Blackhawk to ever play.
Oh, yeah.
He won Rookie of the Year 2008. He's a 3-time Stanley Cup champion. He is a Conn Smythe Trophy winner, which is Stanley Cup Finals MVP. He's an Art Ross winner, which is most goals, I believe. Hart Memorial Trophy winner in 2016 as well.
Is that MVP?
Which is MVP. Mm-hmm. And then a Ted Lindsay Award in 2016 as well. Which is it's an MVP, but it's judged by the members of Writers Association. So 2016, let's go back. 2016, he won a Stanley Cup. No, he didn't win a Stanley Cup, sorry. He was an All-Star, Art Ross, Hart Memorial Trophy, so MVP, and then the Ted Lindsay Award. So,
what's Ted Lindsay?
Ted Lindsay's MVP by the Writers Association, and Hart Memorial is MVP for the
So he was clearly Stanley the Cup. Best player that year.
No. Hart Memorial Trophy is for the Players Association votes.
Gotcha.
And then the Art Ross is the person who leads the league in points that year. So he's an insane player. I hope he does well. I think he'll definitely be the best American-born player to ever play so far. But yeah, I mean, good for him. I think he needed to get out of Chicago. They're dying. And it's kind of sad, though, to see him leave. I mean, there's a lot of moments, even in my childhood, of just watching him play for them and break the Sharks' heart, but just also tear up the league. And, like, I don't know, he's crazy. I mean, he had a whole scandal and shit like that, but turned out to be
who
false.
Doesn't?
Yeah, exactly.
Still playing really good hockey to this day.
He's
35 years old.
I don't think he's 35.
He's like 35, isn't he?
I think he's like 32. He's not like he's still. I mean, I know he's kind of banged up. But yeah, we'll 34. See what the Rangers can do. What?
34.
34. Okay. So yeah, he's getting up there. But yeah, I think I don't know about the Rangers. I mean, it's a good team, but it just never works out like that when all these stacked teams get all these players. But we'll see. I don't know. I don't really know if I really trust their defense. Shesterkin's got to – their goalie's got to turn it on. I think he will come playoffs. But, again, like Patrick's a veteran who has won the Stanley Cup 3 times. He knows
– they barely skated by the fucking Flyers tonight. Won 3-2 in overtime.
Yeah, I know. Like, but it's a new team. I mean, they got a
new chemistry. That's what I'm worried about.
Yeah.
Come playoff time.
What's awesome is that him and Panarin are back together. So Panarin was undrafted, really, and he was signed by Chicago and basically got really good with them. And he was
played with Patrick Kane for a long time, and then he went to the Rangers, and now they're back together, which is awesome.
Yeah, that's cool.
But yeah, Sharks traded Timo Meier as well. Sad, but also I knew it was coming. I mean, he wasn't going to stay. I don't know that what we got in return is good enough. I was hoping we would get one of the prospects from New Jersey. But instead we got a first round pick, which, what?
I just thought about this. Carlson didn't get traded?
Not yet.
Isn't it done today?
No, it's all Friday.
Oh, I thought you said the first.
No, third.
Oh, shit. My bad. You can continue. Sorry, that was just like a light bulb in my head.
Yeah, he hasn't been traded yet. But yeah, Timo leaving to the Devils, I don't know. I think the Devils are going to be playing the Rangers. I don't know.
First round?
Yeah, first round.
Really?
Yeah.
Are they projected to right now?
Yeah, it's pretty set just because the way they do it is 1, 2, 3 of their division go to the playoffs and then the two wild card spots on the East.
Have they locked it?
And I think New York is 2 and the Devils are 3. So 2 and 3 would play each other. One would play a wild card team. And them three up there are all pretty much locked in their spots.
Huh.
Unless they go on like a losing tear. But for right now, I don't know. I mean, they needed to make that trade to keep up with the Rangers, but we'll see how it goes down the line. I know Edmonton, they got rid of Tyson Barrie yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
He was their – I'm kind of shocked because he was a big part of, like, playing defense and getting the puck to McDavid and stuff like that. And they got a defenseman, which – I think it's smart for them. They definitely need defense, so I get the move.
Ottawa got someone too, right?
Yeah, from
the Coyotes. Did they get a goalie or did they trade a goalie?
No. That was Los Angeles.
That's right.
Columbus both traded the two shittiest goalies Columbus now has both the shittiest goalies in the league. I saw that their first goalie is second worst, and Jonathan Quick is third.
Really?
Yeah. In terms of
wasn't Jonathan Quick
save percentage
good at one
he was,
point?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he's having the worst season of his life. Yeah.
But they're not very good either. So
no, actually, in the playoffs right now,
aren't they decent?
Kings are in the league right now.
In the league, yeah, they're in playoffs right now.
Yeah,
yeah. So the Senators got Jacob Chychrun from the Coyotes. He's a good defenseman, but I don't know. NHL made a post about it today.
12? Are they
the what?
LA Kings? You're still talking about?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, I looked it up. For the Pacific Division, they're second.
Yeah, they're second. Yeah, he means like the entire league.
Oh, you're talking about overall.
Yeah, I think
they're
but they're
not really sure.
They're second in the Pacific right now, so they're in the playoffs. But yeah, they needed to get rid of. I think Jonathan Quick's just having a bad year.
Washed.
LA's yeah,
ninth.
He's old.
He's washed.
LA's ninth.
You're washed, dude.
Kings are ninth. They're right behind
washed,
Dallas.
Kid.
Get that Allen guy in there. He's probably
where is
better.
10 goals against average. Sorry, Allen.
Shout out Allen.
At least Minnesota clinched. That's all that matters for our conference.
Fuck, what was I going to ask you, Cody? What did you just say?
Oh, yeah. Talk about Montreal.
No, you just said something specifically.
What? Oh. Where's Seattle?
Oh, they're wild card right now. So, yeah.
I really hope they don't
get it. I think they're on the cusp. They're one of those teams, like,
will not be rude
just,
to them.
I mean, they got guys that can play, but they're just.
What about
in my opinion,
Vegas?
They're all just like scrappy players. Like they can just play puck. They just play hockey. They don't have like a lot of superstars on their team. But
what about Vegas?
You're not going to when you're a second year expansion team.
Yeah, I mean, Vegas kind of.
Vegas never had any. Well, they do now, but
when they first started out, they
no. Are they solid this year?
Who
pick of the
Vegas?
I think they're first in the Pacific. Was that right?
Let's see. I believe Vegas is.
It's either Vegas or
Vegas is
first in the wild card spot for the Western. Or yeah, you're right, Pacific. But
Pacific with LA behind Edmonton. Yeah, Seattle's fourth.
Speaking about Edmonton,
Seattle's in the wild card.
Seattle
they got
is
the
in
the
wild
card.
Edmonton first spot.
Shout out to David hitting 50 goals, right?
They better keep winning though, because Winnipeg's kind of on their ass. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, McDavid scored.
McDavid is on a tear right now.
He's been on a tear.
Montreal,
this whole season, this is his best season, I think. He's got 50 goals.
Isn't he projected like 180 points?
I think something like that.
He's at 113 or 14 right now.
When you say points, does that count assists?
Yeah. So points is goals and assists.
Gotcha. Okay.
Hockey's really unique with that.
Yeah, they do that very differently, isn't it? Is it
also like that they get points
two touches? Like it's up to two people.
Yeah. So you can get two assists. So yeah. If I were to pass to you and you pass to Cody, Cody scores. We both get the assists.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
That's cool. Why does hockey? I did not know that.
Well, think of how much how difficult it is to score on like such a fucking tiny ass little goal. You know what I mean? Yeah, it's not like
with basketball assists, doesn't it? Like if you say I pass to you and you do like a double move and then score, it's not assisted, right?
No, it's definitely assisted.
Is it?
Like, when's it no longer an assist?
There's a point in basketball if you pass it to the player and he's holding.
And he does an ISO for a while.
Yeah, then it's not an assist because you didn't assist him.
I don't know.
That
actually might be something.
That's coming from a my career player, and I remember passing it to someone, and I would never get.
Well,
the assist
I guess that would make sense.
Stupid ass James Harden would do all these moves, and I'm like, fuck you.
If you get like a ball from like the out of bounds, if they inbound it to you and you just start doing an ISO, they give it back, then they give the ball back to the dude that was giving the ISO again, and he starts doing this ISO shit. It's like, is that really assist or are you just giving the ball to him so that he could do this ISO?
Yeah.
So that's it's like, I think it's ticky tacky. But also, if that's the case, can you make the argument for hockey too?
Yeah. But
Connor McDavid is like.
Yeah, he could take the puck.
Connor McDavid's more of an ISO dude than a lot of people are. So it's like, if Drysdale's like, here,
give him the puck,
have it. And then he circles back around like he's done, goes through six people, McDavid scores. Is that assist?
Yeah, it is. Huh. But I just think in basketball, they just don't count that as an assist.
I think it makes sense, though. You can argue both.
Yeah, I mean, I think it should be an assist.
Yeah, you can argue both for sure.
Yeah, but hockey is too. Like, there's easier opportunities to get assists than it would be in basketball.
Yeah, that's
true. But also. I mean, basketball scores more. You can have 9 assists in a game.
Yeah.
Be pretty normal. If you had 9 assists in a hockey game, that'd be insane.
Yeah. Also, stats in the NBA are very ticky-tacky.
Yeah.
It's really easy to stat pad in the NBA, which is unfortunate, but it happens all the time.
Is there anything else you guys would like to add
on Montreal?
Before we wrap it up.
I was kind of intrigued. So, you guys are talking about – what do you guys think about the – I know it's a little later, but what do you guys think about the World Cup? And, like, with Messi – going on to end up winning the World Cup for his final.
Is he a GOAT or not?
Final. Yeah, do you guys think he's the GOAT? Like, what do you guys think about that?
I think
he has
so.
The most goals scored in a World Cup, I think, right now.
But Mbappe is on his tail.
Well, I mean, he had a hat trick in the fucking finals, bro. Yeah, like, he was the only reason France stayed in that shit to begin with.
World Cup.
Yeah, he is really good.
Yeah. And he's right there.
I did not think I would have that much fun watching soccer.
Dude, we were watching it on my way up to Bogus, and like, if you didn't know this, Fox Sport. So if you go on like private browsing on like your laptop, if you do an incognito window, or you go private browsing on your phone, go to Fox Sports, and you can click on like the live games, and it gives you an hour free.
Yeah,
and if
that's
you're
right.
on incognito or like. Private, you just close the entire tab, reopen it, and you get a full another
that's
free hour, and you can just. Keep
yeah,
that shit going nonstop. So, like, on the way up to Bogus, dude, we put that shit on my fucking,
educational podcast.
Like, driving up. And we just had that shit on when we were driving up.
We went
and watched
to
that
Liga.
Shit.
That was so fun, bro.
It's a soccer bar downtown Boise.
That was the most fun I've had in a while watching any sport, and it was soccer, which is probably my least favorite out of any sport you can name.
Mm-hmm. Really?
It was crazy. The atmosphere there was crazy. I've never been a part of an atmosphere like that.
We got up. Hella early.
Yeah, which was
I was up at the ass crack of dawn.
Yeah,
dude.
This is the day after Thanksgiving. Because
we went to
the football game. Didn't we go to the football game? Or is this
the same time?
This was after Thanksgiving. This was way after Thanksgiving break. This was like right before Christmas break.
Yeah.
Because I had my buddies come up here, and it was the finals when they were here, and they were here from, like, the 16th to,
we watched the USA game.
You're talking about that.
I thought you were talking about the final.
Was that during Thanksgiving?
Okay, well, you and
I was England all the way, baby. England all the way.
Really?
You know, I'm a great American. I love America, but, like, dude, I just can't agree with everything that's going on right now. In England, hey.
Y'all got rolled.
Tips of the hat, bro. Have you ever been? I went to London and actually went to – watch England versus Croatia on just like a scrimmage game. That was one of the most electric places I've ever been to in the world. Like, I've been to tons of different stadiums, watched tons of different kinds of games. Nothing competed with, like, the atmosphere of soccer in Europe. Like, those motherfuckers go hard.
I believe it.
Like, they had – it was cool to watch, too, because, like, we had a picture from where we were at. My dad took a picture. I don't know if I have it, but there were security guards at, like, every section, kind of like at every fucking normal game you'd go to. But then there at the Croatia section, there was a security guard on every step, both sides up.
That's
and
crazy.
They had a whole thing to themselves. Security guards were just standing right there.
That's
and those motherfuckers went nuts. They lost 3-0, but and that was kind of a kick-ass thing for England. But
yeah.
I was like, yeah, get the fuck out of
here. That's
kind
of dope,
though. December 3rd.
When we went?
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay, because you and I went without everyone.
Oh, I'm getting them confused.
Yeah, it was you, me, Libby and Riley, remember?
And Riley, yep.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because
we went after
that was
the
during
State
Thanksgiving
game.
Break. Yeah.
Yeah,
because I wasn't there. I was like, where the hell are you guys?
Yeah. Who knocked USA out
that
again?
Was so
who
cool.
Was
Iran?
Was it? No, Iran? It wasn't. No, because no. We beat Iran to clinch
the
spot.
It was
the Netherlands.
So well, we went to watch that game December 3rd.
Those dudes were given crisp pass after crisp pass.
We got up at like 7 a.m.
We watched USA versus England, right?
Yeah, we did. That was the day after Thanksgiving.
I watched that with Anthony. That was crazy.
Then we went. We had so much fun on that at that game. We were like, we have to go to the next game.
Yeah.
The next game was December 3rd. So we
pulled up. England one looked crazy, bro.
We got up at 7 a.m. And we started fucking drinking.
Yeah.
For this game, we get there. It is
the one that you guys went to look crazy.
So
I was like,
packed.
So pissed. I didn't go to that, but
you know, it was like
home.
One of the craziest.
That was,
like,
it was
bar
still
experience
fun though.
That was like a like that was a
and we won. Yeah.
Well, we drew well, them, but for us it was.
I mean, that's kind of a victory because right. I think we've only beaten England if I remember correctly, like. Ever in history,
like,
maybe twice.
Yeah.
Maybe twice.
Yeah.
But other than that, we've always lost or drawn with them. I think we have 3 draws,
or
2 wins, and then like
and I think
fucking
draw,
8 losses.
The
or
draw
shit like
kept
that.
Us in too to keep.
It did.
Yeah, it did. If we didn't get that, then
yeah,
it wouldn't
right.
have mattered
that's
if we
right.
beat
so
Iran
it
at the end.
Was,
which
yeah.
thank God we beat Iran, dude. That the last 5 minutes of the Iran
that was crazy.
USA game,
yeah.
Unbelievable. Like everyone at when we were working at the rec center, no one gave a. Fuck that we were working. Like we literally sat there and we're just watching the game.
That's
like people were sitting there waiting in line. I was like, no.
I love
I need to watch this.
Sporting events that like unite the United States and like as a country. Like the Olympics and shit like that. Like
well the world, dog, especially the world, right?
That's like, what I mean, like the world events and like I feel like we as a country like come together. Like Sean and I would never watch soccer before the World Cup. But then like we're there chanting at the bar. We're like hella into it and like it just brings like people together and I don't know. I love
we
that
shit. We
should
do that with baseball. College
well,
baseball. I'd be
the World Baseball
that.
Classic is coming
down.
Up
yes,
this month.
Yes, dude. So down to watch World
this month.
Baseball Classic. That's
you guys
just
know, understand what
fun.
The World Baseball
no,
Classic
I don't.
Is? So different countries throughout the world put together teams, and it's basically the Olympics for baseball, but it's all the pro players.
Mm.
So basically like 40% of the MLB is made up of the Dominican Republic
they're
or Venezuela run. Or whatever. So all those guys will go play for their home country. So like – Team USA is guys like Cody Bellinger,
mm-hmm.
Christian Yelich, Mike Trout, like those guys.
Yeah.
But the Dominican Republic team is
they're
stacked. Fucking stacked.
Yeah, I've seen it.
They're
seen
they're
it.
Projected to win. But you also have teams like Team Israel, Team China, which Team Japan.
Japan's the one you got to look out
Japan
for, bro. Them,
is gross.
They are fucking nasty, dog.
Yes, they are. And because they get like half MLB players. And then half players from their Japanese.
Well, they're
going to
have
Shohei Ohtani.
Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah, of course.
Dude, they're going to have him.
That,
they're going to have him.
So my roommate.
There are a lot of big pitching staff. I would say they're not so much necessarily like an overall great team, but they have very key.
They're pitching.
Some
it's
pitching
hard to hit.
Is, yeah, their
yeah.
pitching is fucking
style.
Disgusting.
Yeah, but it's just kind of cool because like, they just play like round robin, but they play in different countries. So like Team USA, they play in San Diego. That's usually where it is for
mm-hmm.
Team USA. But they'll play in, like, the Netherlands. They'll play in China. They'll play in Japan. It kind of, like, you get randomly seated. Then you go to these places. You play round robin. And then everything comes together, and they play it at Petco Park.
Yep.
So
that's
all
sick.
The countries come together, and then they play,
cool.
like,
that is cool.
two, like, 3 different weekends.
I'd be down to watch that.
But it's
nice.
Like, it's just
that
hella entertaining because it's, like, sometimes, like, when Team USA plays the team Dominican Republic or Venezuela or whatever – sometimes they're teammates on MLB teams playing each other.
Yeah, yeah.
And
course.
It's like,
yeah.
fuck, Manny Machado's playing third, but Julio Rodriguez is playing center field for the team DR. Like, I don't know.
It's pretty badass. It's pretty badass to watch. Who was the one last Baseball War Classic they had? He played for the Dominican Republic. I swear to God, I'm going to know his name.
Javier Baez?
It was Baez who had that fucking slick ass.
The tag.
And dude, the tag, and he fucking pointed towards the camera, didn't even look.
That's crazy. Yeah, no, shit was hard.
That's crazy. But then, that shit was badass.
One of my favorite moments from the World Baseball Classic is, what's his name? Aaron Jones, the center fielder for the Orioles.
It might be Aaron Jones.
I think it's Aaron Jones. Football player? He's a football player. There's another center fielder.
Yeah.
I was like, wait a minute. The game, bottom of the ninth, tied with the Dominican Republic. Winner goes to the championship, and Manny Machado's up to bat with a guy on second. He hits an absolute fucking nuke to center field, and Aaron Jones jumps up and robs it from the from the crowd. They then go on to win the game, but that was like it was top of the ninth.
Yeah.
He goes up and robs him of a home run.
That's crazy.
And it was just like one of the most electric like baseball stadiums I've ever seen. Because like everyone around the world, they just
that
come together.
Home run, this last playoff run.
Oh yeah.
Was that what round of the playoffs was that?
That was the
who'd they play?
NLCS.
I don't remember. Was it? I don't know. All I know is that home run was crazy, bro.
Which one? Dude, that motherfucker was batting almost 500 during the playoffs, which was unbelievable.
Like the specific highlight.
I think it was in the World Series.
Shit. Like, yeah, I think it was too. But
because it was at home.
I don't know, dude. That home run was crazy. But
I know. World Baseball Classic.
I think
it's crazy.
We should wrap it up with Boise State basketball.
Yeah.
Give a little overview.
So for baseball, one more thing. I'm doing a fantasy league again this year.
Oh yeah.
I did it last year. It was a $100 buy-in and I made it all the way to the finals and I played against fucking Elena's dad. Greg, fuck you. Fuck you. Because I was hot. I was like, fuck yeah, I can do this. The pot was $1,000. So if you won, you get $1,000. There's no like you don't win your money back second place, just winner take all. I'm fine with that. I don't care.
Like that.
It's like winner. If you're the winner, you win everything. If you ain't first, you're last.
Ricky Bobby right there. Shake and bake, dog. Exactly. Shake and bake.
So, yeah, I'm doing that again this year. I think Mon is playing now.
Yeah, he is. He's super excited.
Yeah. It's honestly really fun. Fantasy baseball is underrated.
Mon's going to be good at that, too.
No, he is.
Yeah.
He's going to have beginner. Because I feel like I had a bit of beginner's luck last year.
He's also really knowledgeable with baseball.
He's weirdly good at.
Yeah.
But I'm hoping he overthinks it and plays really bad.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, no,
you definitely could do that in fantasy. Like,
yeah, I could see him either.
You could do that in fantasy for sure.
Getting, like, nailing it, or he's going to overthink it.
Yeah.
Fantasy baseball is so tough, though, because you have to be on top of your shit every fucking day, dude. It's a grind.
It's a grind.
We just the Padres just signed Manny Machado again for an extension.
Yeah.
We just got
you're a Padres fan?
Yeah, Padres. I like Padres because that's where I'm from. I like the Astros because I love fucking Texas. I went down there and it was badass. And then I like the Red Sox just because I grew up with a big old Red Sox fan. So I have three teams that
I
fucking root for all of them.
Yeah.
If they play each other, I'm like, I win regardless, so I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
So we just signed Machado again. Tatis will be hopefully eligible to play. Well, he's going to be eligible to play, I think, the back half of the season for sure because he had his little scandal thing going on. What?
What was it again?
Well, so it was roids, but it was like, yeah, like he was saying like he didn't do it intentionally because he was trying to recover faster to get back to the league and – well, there
was
a whole
kind of ticky-tacky too.
Yeah, it was ticky-tacky. Like I'm not one to. I don't really know. Like maybe he genuinely didn't know, but you got to be better than that. You know what I mean? Like
you know what's going in your
take
body.
The time. Like he's already a professional baseball. He's got his spot clinched. Like why the fuck do you need to be recovering faster? Yeah. I get it. You want to get there and get to play in the show, but you're already locked in at the show. Why are you gonna risk it? And now, like no matter what, doesn't matter how good you do, you never get into the fame. You're fucking cinch yourself out. You're always going to go down as like a cheat. Yeah. Like it just hurts your career.
Yeah.
Soto needs to pull his fucking shit together for us down there in San Diego because he was just shitting the bed hard. Dog, like mad hard. At least we beat the Dodgers last year. If we beat the Dodgers again this year, I'm fucking
stoked. He was on the Braves when we went there, right?
No, he wasn't on the Braves. He's only been on Washington Nationals.
Oh, the Nationals.
And then I think he was just straight to us after the Nationals, if I remember correctly.
No, he didn't.
No, I think he was just Nationals. He was considering the Dodgers, and he actually got booed his last game at Washington because they thought he was going to the Dodgers. They all fucking booed him.
That's sick.
And when he came to San Diego and then they went back to Washington, they actually fucking got up and applauded him and shit and like cheered for him.
That's
how
like,
yeah, I knew you were thinking Bryce Harper.
Who was the other?
Bryce Harper.
No. Acuna, that's who it was. Yeah.
He was
and
hurt.
Who was the one that had a
Acuna's fire as fuck, dude. He was nasty.
ACL when we were there too. Young boy, was it?
Yeah,
no, because one of them played, I thought.
Well, it there's was Acuna. So
Ozzie Albanez?
No. Well, he was hurt last year, but Freddie Freeman?
Yeah, maybe it was.
Oh, that's who we
Freddie.
Just got.
It's definitely Acuna who I'm thinking.
We just got Xander Bogaerts,
we were
too.
Playing.
Yeah, we picked up Bogaerts. We have fucking Darvish on the mound who's nasty as shit.
Yeah, I had him on my fantasy team last year.
He's filthy.
He was my best. Well, yeah.
Surprisingly, we were playing
Cronenworth's
the Padres,
fucking
right?
Awesome as
yeah,
as
actually,
too.
Yeah,
we were playing the Padres. We got to watch Tatis hit a homer right next to where we were sitting, and we had gotten up to go check out the stadium right beforehand. I was like,
wait, which stadium were you guys
at?
Atlanta.
Oh, no shit. Dude,
that
shit's
sick.
Truist Park's beautiful.
Dude, it was so
I
want to
go check out that stadium. I went
so
to.
Humid, though, bro. It was nuts. Like the
that makes sense, dude.
The
I'm
not
in the East and shit
was
like that.
Crazy, bro. Like you'd walk and just get a hot dog and be like, "Damn, that guy just took a shower." Like I couldn't imagine looking at that dude's seat. Like it's just drenched in sweat.
It was like
crazy.
That when I went to Texas too. Like
yeah,
I visited Houston, I was like, you know, I thought it'd be
like,
pretty cool down here, but like, dude, I can barely
fucking
walk anywhere, dog. Like this is miserable.
And it wasn't even that hot either. I think it was like 91 when we went.
That's hot.
It was like
80. Something.
Yeah, that's
but that
hot, yeah.
But that humidity
but
is what fuck kills
fuck,
you.
Dude.
Shit,
it was humid. It wasn't like Boise or like Livermore weather where it's 100 degrees and completely
dry.
It was humid as hell.
Yeah, it was sticky.
This heat out here. Well, I would say this heat out here in Boise is drier than it is in California because at least you have that coastal. Like, I don't know how close you guys are to the coast, but at least like where I'm at. Dude, I'm only fucking like 20 minutes away from the coast. Like, I still kind of get that coastal breeze. It never gets too dry.
Yeah, that's fair.
Like, necessarily where it's too fucking hot.
Yeah, this shit's a goddamn desert.
Yeah.
But speaking of Boise State basketball, big win last night.
Yes.
Some of the fellas were there. Met Will there at the San Diego State game. Max Rice popped off, 26 points.
28,
sorry.
I remember you telling me that.
28
so
points,
that's
got
to
be
that.
A career high.
Actually, 30. He has a career high of 30. Played, I forget against who.
Well,
but, anyways.
He's no longer mid-race.
Wow.
Yeah, no,
well,
he.
We've
got to win a tournament game.
He's got to do something.
Speaking about the tournament.
He's an up-and-down player.
Love San Diego State, who. Did I just interrupt you, please? Sorry.
No.
Sorry. San Diego State, who was 18th when we played them, is 23-6. They are 14-1 at home. This doesn't make sense. And 8-2 away, that doesn't add up to 23-6, but we'll run with it. Boise State is 14-1 at home as well, and we are 5-5 away.
That's
so if that gives you any insight to how well Extra Mile Arena helps us, then that definitely does.
That's why we have that
5-5 away is bad.
That
kind of like worries me a little bit too for the tournament coming up in the Mountain West, and then the tournament if we do make it to the Big
Zach and I were talking about the game last night, and we said, I don't think we win that game if it's not at home. And it was clear. We got blown out by San Diego State when you played them at their place. But stadium definitely had a factor last night, and it was super fun. And, no, it was a good time.
What was crazy, though, is every time they fucking – every time we would score and we'd start getting – like, it was weird, at least from, like, the part that I was there at. Every time that we would score and we'd get ready to go play defense again and the whole stadium was getting hyped and everything, they'd shut it down real quick.
Yeah.
It was always when we were quiet. Like, surprisingly, when the stands and, like, the stadium was quiet, we played the best.
Yeah, yeah.
Which was polar opposite
was
of
weird.
What you would really anticipate in, like, that kind of setting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But that's probably why we had the 2-point advantage going into the game was because we were home.
Yeah, 100%.
And
which is crazy. We covered that.
Place to play if you're
It's amazing. First off, it's amazing we covered it, let alone beat San Diego. Well, they were ranked 18th in the nation. We don't even have a ranking, huh?
No. Which is crazy.
So,
the Mountain West is pretty competitive, which is kind of crazy to me. New Mexico is 21-9. They are.
I don't think the Mountain West is that competitive, though.
Sixth, you know, in what Mountain I mean? West.
In basketball, they're there.
San Jose State is 18-12. Really? Nevada is 22-8. Utah State is 23-7. Boise State is second at 23-7. And San Diego State is first. But we need San Diego State to lose their next game, and we have to beat Utah State.
I was
going to
say, is that is they only first because we like we beat them last night? So is
they just have
still
a better overall record.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Boise State's 5-5 at home, though, or excuse me, at away.
Do we have a chance? Do so we have to win the Mountain West again to make it to the March Madness, don't we?
Not necessarily.
No?
I think we're locked in,
we need to go
honestly.
Deep in the Mountain West tournament, yeah. though. We need to at least semifinals.
Semis, yeah.
Minimum.
Who do you think is going to be the ones in the semi? Well, obviously San Diego State. I would say maybe Colorado State.
They're not as good this year.
Not this year?
Utah State.
Utah State and New Mexico.
And Nevada. Those are my four picks.
Yeah, I can see that.
But, yeah. Anyways, we're going to wrap it up here.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for stopping by. Will, thanks for coming on.
Yeah, you guys for having me. Appreciate it, guys.
I fucked up that intro in the beginning. Will Walden, thank you for having me.
Yeah, thank you guys for having me.
If you want to come on again for, like, baseball and stuff like that, we'll definitely
have you. Oh, yeah, dude. Like, yeah, if we want to do the Baseball World Classic, dude, I'll definitely be down to come.
Will will definitely be on again.
It's
definitely awesome having you on here, man. It was good.
Yeah, appreciate you guys having me.
Like and subscribe. Share to your friends, family. Let's get this shit lit.
And for you Spotify listeners, if you're listening this long, thank you for listening. Make sure you're following us so you can get all the updates and stuff like that. Helps us out. See that we can actually reach you guys. Same with Apple. But yeah, YouTube. This is the YouTube channel. We're actually live on our YouTube channel. So if you're still watching, which I don't know if you are, but subscribe to this one. This is where we are. This is our permanent home.
Yep.
Subscribe, subscribe.
And yeah,
subscribe,
the video, trim video will be up tomorrow. So if you stumble across this one, yeah, I think Cody's video is actually live if you want to watch it full time. Cody's downtown video. I scheduled it for like 11 p.m. tonight, so
nice.
It's out right now. But yeah, yeah, take us away.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you. It's been real, and we will catch you next Wednesday.